Well, I'm not really worried about that right now. I'm just trying to get a win against the Cleveland Browns, and so I got 2 weeks to prepare, and I'm going to do the best that I can to, you know, leave no stone unturned and, you know, try to get a win. We need one. I mean, it gives me confidence. I'm going to go out there and play like I've always played. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to stay within the game plan and, like I said, try to get a win because we need one badly.
How much did it help you to spend so much time with Godsey in New England now knowing his coaching?
Spending time with Godsey really helped. I mean, he taught me the offense my first 3 years in the league, and then he came here, and then I ended up here. So we have a very, very good rapport with each other. We know each other, kind of know each other's thinking. So I don't see any problems with that. I learned how to be a professional. I learned how to, you know, work with your teammates, how to communicate, how it's not just, you know, one guy thing. It's all 11 guys on offense doing what we want to do to be successful. You can't have one guy not doing the right thing and 10 other guys doing it because that can hurt an offense.
We know you've got great size and a great arm, Ryan. Could you talk about what you think your strengths are and what you need to work on the most?
You know, right now I understand the offense, so that helps. My football IQ is a lot higher than a lot of people give me credit for, which, you know, I like that. You know, if they think I'm a dumb player, fine. It just, it's my advantage there. So, just trying to get better.
Do you think you need to, I don't know, prove, but display that you're more than just a guy with a strong arm, that you can do everything that position requires?
I do. I think I need to get a win. You know, we're 4-5. We need a win bad, and I'm going to give everything I got to the team to get that. Of course. I mean, Fitz is a professional. He's been on both ends of the spectrum in his career, and we've talked about it, and we had a conversation about it. It's not hard feelings. It's a coach's decision, and we're team guys, and, you know, we're going to do whatever OB asks us to do for the team because that's what we care about. He said, I'm behind you. You know, whatever I need, he'll be there to help me. A lot of different places over the last, you know, coming out of college and all that, you know.
Does that drive you to kind of show that?
I think it's funny. I just kind of keep it in my back pocket, a little motivation to get better every day.
Ryan, how long did you think this moment was ever going to come?
It sure didn't seem like it, I'll tell you that. It's been 4 years. It didn't seem like I was starting to question if I ever going to get a shot. Well, now I got a shot, and we'll see what I do with it. I couldn't tell you. We were in discussion, so I mean, just I was excited, obviously. Just ready to play football.
Who was your first call after?
I haven't called anybody. I can thank y'all kind of spread the news for me, or the other day, which is, makes my job easy, makes my life easy.
Those of us don't know you real well,
but
do we need to know that? Who are you?
I'm Ryan Mallett. Well, it's funny you said that. I've always taken pride in being the leader of men, being in this position. Your job requires it. Not everybody can do it. I've always felt like I've been a good leader. I was raised by my parents to be a leader. That's what I'm going
to
do.
How frustrated has it been for you to sit back and watch your draft class, Cam Newton and Kaepernick, don't play while you can sit there in development?
Yeah, it's definitely been frustrating knowing I can, you know, play just as well as some of these guys, if not better. I haven't had that chance. Now I have my chance, and so it's my chance to show it. Oh, being in the offense for 4 years definitely helps. I have to get the timing down and, you know, just little things with some of the guys, which it takes time and practice, and so that's what we're going to do. We're going to practice and try to get good at what we're good at.
Have your plans altered for the bye week now?
I'll still be in Houston. I'll still be here studying and getting ready for the Browns.
Ryan, one of the things Bill O'Brien said is that you've grown a lot. He's seen you. Can you talk about areas that you've
I mean, I think I've just grown as a player and a person. I mean, when he got me right out of the draft, I was 22, 23. I was still a young kid. Didn't really understand the league and how it worked and how much work that the extra work needed to be put in. And now I do, and I love it. It's fun. I love this game so much. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Ryan, you said last week that being in this office is like being in a Maserati. You get the keys.
He loved that quote, Dan. He loves that one now.
So if it hits you that you have the keys?
I'm ready to drive.
Who's been the biggest influence on you in your life, in your football life?
Probably my high school coach, Coach Surratt. He's at Carthage, Texas now. He's won like four of the last five state championships. I mean, since I was in eighth grade, I remember going over after junior high practice and practicing with the high school guys and watching those guys just trying to, refine my tune or, my tools. And, I've worked out with him this summer, and just being around him and, just he has a drive that's undeniable, and I get it from him, I feel like. And, he's been a great influence on me. Scott Surratt.
Ryan Rapp, that you said at Carthage?
Yes, sir.
Ryan, how much of a luxury is it to have Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins to throw to?
One more time?
How much of a luxury is it to have guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson throw to?
Yeah, I got to get them the ball. If I give them the ball and let them make plays, that's my job. I'm obviously not the fastest guy in the world, so get those guys the ball and let them, do their job.
Did the timing of this surprise you?
Not really. I've been just trying to do my job and get better every day, and he told me, and it's not going to change. I'm still going to prepare like I always have.
Are you thinking, this could happen this week?
I try not to think about it. It was out of my control. I can't control it. It's not my decision. It's about my pay grade, so.
Neil, that you're the starter, you think you'll check into that medical room on Area Foster every day?
I try to check in on all my guys anyway. Obviously we need to get healthy. I haven't talked to them about it. I don't know what their plans are for this bye week, but that doesn't affect how I'll prepare for this game.
I mean, the timing actually is quite good because you have two extra days.
It gives me a lot more time to study. You can't complain about that.
How much better should you be considering you've had so much time to watch and watch?
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't played, in the system in a regular season game yet. So, I have a lot of work to do to go out there and perform the way I need to perform. You see what you get, man. I wear my emotions on my sleeve pretty much. Whether it be good or bad, sometimes I'm a passionate player. I'm passionate about this game. I'm passionate about my teammates. I want to help my teammates win, and now I have a chance to actively do that in the game.
Did any of your teammates approach you after the decision?
I got a lot of fist bumps after.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.